On Wednesday of this week, we did find, in the case, we had two different case files involving drifting of dicamba off target and also using a Class H product during the prohibited period of April 16th to April 31st. And for those violations, there were two drifting off target violations and two violations of using Class H product during the prohibited period. Those four violations, cumulative, received each a $25,000 fine, which is allowing that the board was allowed to do that through the egregious rule and its adoption of use as it was in place for the 2018 season.
When you look at these fines and the assessment of damages or the assessment of the fine to the farmer, is this a precedent you're trying to set with farmers who violate or don't abide by the rules set in place by the state's plant board?
Well, the egregious rule was placed in effect in 2018. For violations that were deemed egregious, and egregious was identified as only those that resulted in significant off-target crop damage. And those violations that resulted in significant off-target crop damage at a previously had a cap of $1,000, but due to this new egregious rule as part of the Arkansas Code, we were allowed to assess a fine of up to $25,000. And we had basically three decisions to make as a board with each of the violations that were allegated. First and foremost, did the evidence and the testimony presented determine the violation to be true? And if so, did that violation result in a significant off-target crop damage? If that was the case, then the penalty that the board could assess could go up to as much as $25,000.
These types of penalties come into play. Obviously, this is from the 2018 growing season. There's 2019, but then also looking ahead to 2020, are you hoping to emphasize that they're following the rules of application for this technology?
Yes. Going forward, the board hopes that the significant fines assessed on Wednesday for one, off-target drifting, and two, using a Class H product during the prohibited period, will provide some incentive to abide by state and federal regulations when using these dicamba products. Misuse or misapplication in using these products won't be tolerated, and those individuals will be found responsible. They'll be held accountable.
So the board's findings will be sent to the farmer, and then what happens from there?
The farmer has the option of either one, paying the fine, or two, appealing it. If he appeals it, he would appeal it to a circuit court.
It was a Missouri farmer. Was it ground in Arkansas, or was it ground in Missouri that was where it was applied and then it drifted into an Arkansas farmer's?
The land where the product was applied was in Arkansas, and it drifted onto lands in Arkansas, causing damage that was off target.